Millipedes are known for their numerous legs. Just how many legs do these arthropods have? 1,000? The truth is that no species of millipede has ever been discovered with that many legs. There are around 12,000 species, divided into 16 orders and 140 families. Such extensive variety can only mean one thing: a great number of different features, number of legs included. Millipedes feature among the creatures with the most legs in the animal kingdom, which makes them similar to centipedes, but not quite the same. One of the main differences between both myriapods lies in the number of legs nature has blessed them with. So how many legs does a millipede have? Millipedes have 4 legs per segment, while centipedes only have 2. The number of legs a millipede has depends on the species it belongs to. In spite of a passing resemblance between them, millipedes are not insects. Although both creatures belong to the phylum Arthropoda and are arthropods, as a result, millipedes belong to the subphylum Myriapoda while insects belong to the subphylum Hexapoda. The latter only have 6 legs, while those of the former can run into the hundreds. How many legs do millipedes have? The number of legs a millipede will have varies and is dependent on the species. Millipedes have 4 pairs of legs per segment, and the number of segments per species is around 25 to 100. Most species of millipede will have 300 legs, sometimes a bit more. The millipede species which has the most legs is Alacniplenipes, which is recorded as having had as many as 750 legs. The millipede species with the most legs, Alacniplenipes. Alacniplenipes is a species of millipede that has the most legs, and comes the closest to reaching the 1,000-leg milestone. How many legs does a millipede belonging to this subgroup have? On average around 600 legs, but like other millipede species, their leg count will vary. The average leg count of this species is twice the average of others. They were first discovered in 1926 but were never found again. It would take another 80 years before the species would be rediscovered. This species belongs to the genus Alacni, and the only other species in that genus is Alacni tibini. Even though they have more legs than other species, their size is relatively small compared to other millipedes. A millipede's leg count will depend on the number of its segments, not its body length. Alacniplenipes only grows to around 3 centimeters and has a pale yellow color. This species was first discovered in California, near San Bernardino. In the US and Canada, there are around 1,400 different species of millipedes. New millipede species are constantly being discovered, contributing to the belief that a species with as many as 1,000 legs will be unearthed. Why do millipedes have so many legs? Millipede legs give the animal a unique look, but also give them plenty of advantages. Millipedes are terrestrial and live their life by feeding on dead leaves and decaying matter. The legs help them traverse and move around a floor littered with natural debris. The soil's dense habitat would be harder to traverse if the millipede did not have numerous legs. Millipedes travel across the soil, but will also burrow beneath it. Their legs help them push their slender forms through the dirt or gain leverage when entering tight spaces. Millipedes' numerous legs make them one of the most effective travelers across the forest floor. Millipedes are born with just a few legs and gain more as they age. When they shed their exoskeletons, they replace them with new ones, through a process called molting. After each molting period, they grow a new segment, thus another pair of 4 legs. Centipedes experience this process, but only gain 2 legs per segment. That means the number of legs a millipede has will depend on its species type, and also its age. Some stop molting at a certain point, others go through the process throughout their lives, but only live for a short period.